This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Islam, don't steal. Most of us will say, we are not thieves. We don't steal. So why are you telling us not to steal? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about a thief who is worse than the ordinary thief. He says, أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرِقَةً مَنْ يَسْرِقُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ. The worst of people in theft are those who steal from their salah. لَا يُتِمُّ رُكُوعَهَا. He does not complete his ruku' وَلَا سُجُودَهَا. And neither does he complete his sujood. So he steals from that salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to complete. And this is what we find is the case with many of us. As we stand up for our salah, we don't take enough time in our qiyam. And we rush through the Fatiha as though we are fish out of water. We want to get back into the water. What is the water for us? The dunya. So we want to get back to where we are comfortable. The salah makes us uncomfortable. We can't connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. And it is too much for us to take. Why? Because we have made ourselves used to the fact that the salah is something that you need to do, so get it over with and done with and leave. You know, oftentimes, if you look at the one praying, what does he do? Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why? Why are you rushing so much, yet you can spend hours on end on your cell phone with nobody bothering you, nothing taking your attention away? You can sit and go through reel after reel, video after video. But when it comes to connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your attention is very short. In fact, some of us go through our salah thinking of everything else out there. And previously, we would say that on your way to the masjid, you see so many things. You see cars, you see buses, you see people walking. So you come into the masjid and that is what is in your head. Today, people are on their phones and seeing all sorts of things, let alone whether it is halal or haram. Even if it is halal content that they are viewing. And now when there are 5 minutes left for the salah, what do? Quickly put the phone away, make our wudu in 1 minute, perform the 4 rak'at in 4 minutes or 3 minutes and we are done. Why? Because we just wanted to get over with it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, you don't pray it, there is a punishment. So, as believers who know that we are going to stand before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal one day, how hard is it for us to say, instead of 5 minutes, I'm going to take 10 minutes in my salah. Instead of performing my salah at home, I'm going to go to the masjid. How difficult is it for you? Perhaps you find it difficult to go for 5 salawat in the day. At least choose 2 salawat or 1 salah a day where I will make the salah in the masjid and I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me more salah, to gift me more salah. You know why? Those who find themselves in the masjid are not there because they chose to go to the masjid, because they put petrol in their cars, because they decided to turn that engine on and force themselves to the masjid. They were invited by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal as VIP guests of His. Those who come to the salah are the ones who will find themselves closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. You want to perfect your standing before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then perfect your standing before Him in this dunya. You want to perfect it when you get to Him. You want to be shining before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Then shine in your salah today, here and now. Take a few more minutes to perform that salah. And even if you are taking just those 4 minutes for 4 rak'at of salah, even if you are taking only just those 4 minutes, concentrate in your salah upon Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. وَعُبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Worship Allah as though you see Him. You know, when you stand up and you say your takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, imagine Allah in front of you. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine it, you and Him alone. And that is the salah that you want. Why? Because when you get to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then that salah will be a shining light for you. بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that give glad tidings to those who walk to the salah in the darkness with complete light on the day of Qiyamah. With complete light on the day of Qiyamah. Why? You chose when everybody was asleep, when nobody could sacrifice, in the darkness of the night, to get up and walk to the masjid. Allah says, in the darkness you did it for me, I will give you light today on Yawmul Qiyamah. Which one of us would want to say that we don't want that light? But how many of us are willing to sacrifice and wake up at that time? Most of us are not at work at that time. How hard is it for us to wake up 4:30 in the morning, perform a few raka'at of tahajjud, and 5 o'clock comes, let us move to the masjid. And that will guarantee you the light before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, when you stand before Him. And people are worried about themselves. There you are smiling before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, one man walks into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes and he performs his salah, and he comes and he sits with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responds to his salam. And then he says, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray, for indeed you have not prayed. But the man performed 2 raka'at of salah. So he goes, he performs his salah, he comes back. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and perform your salah. Repeat it, because you have not prayed. What did he say? You have not prayed. And then the man comes back and he says, he goes to sit down. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him yet again, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and perform that salah, for you have not prayed. So the man says, la uhsinu ghayraha ya Rasulullah. I don't know better than this, O Messenger of Allah. فَعَلِّمْنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So teach me, O Messenger of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوء. When you stand up to your salah, then perfect your wudu. You see where the perfection of that salah begins? It begins with your wudu. When you bang out that wudu, and you want to get over and done with it, and perhaps you even have your phone there on the sink watching something while you're performing your wudu, then that is not a complete and perfect wudu. Perfect that wudu. Wash every limb properly, your face properly, from the manabit al-sha'r, which means where the hair is meant to come out, until the bottom of the chin, and from one earlobe to the next earlobe, or from that which is in between the ear, in the middle of the ear, from that part of the ear to the next part of the ear. And then when you move to your hands, ensure that you wash your hands from the tips of the fingers to just after the elbow. And ensure that you begin from the tips of the fingers, rubbing every part properly, both hands like that. And then when you make your masah, you remove the extra water. Wash your hands, remove the extra water. Take your hands, make the masah from the front of your forehead to the back of your head, back again with the palm of the hand, and you ensure that you rub the ears as well. Put your finger inside. And then when you wash your feet properly, top, bottom, in between the fingers. That is isbaghul wudu. That is perfecting your wudu. Why? For Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I'm going to meet my maker. If you were to meet the president of the country, how would your bath be? Or perhaps you were getting married that day. How would your ghusl be? You would shower and ensure that you have the best of perfume. You look tip-top for that meeting. But because we are instructed to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day, we take it for granted. This is a gift from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Imagine the president inviting you 5 times a day, come for a meal to my house, come sit with me, we'll talk, we'll chat, we'll have a good time together. What would you do? Every time you have to meet him, you make sure you look good, you look tip top. Why? But because it is so frequent, we have forgotten whom we are going to meet with, whom we are going to stand before. And that is none other than the one who created you. فَأَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةَ. Then face the Qibla, ثم كبر, then make the takbiratul ihram. That takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, is you uttering that Allah is greater than everything in your life. So here I am, O Allah. And you utter that takbiratul ihram. And ثم قرأ ما تيسر لك من القرآن. Then recite whatever is easy for you to recite from the Quran. Allah is making it easy for you. Recite the Fatiha and then recite something easy from the Quran. ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا. And this is where most of us make a mistake. In our ruku' and in our sujood. Make your ruku' until you are completely at peace in your ruku'. What does that mean? Every single bone is in its place. You're not in motion before you get up. What happens? You say, Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And this position, thumma, then stand up until hatta tatma'inna qa'ima. Until you are completely at ease standing. This position is where many of us, what do? Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Allahu Akbar. No. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd, the bare minimum. And then Allahu Akbar. And you go into your ruku', thumma sjud hatta tatma'inna sajida. Then make that sujood until you are completely at ease with your sujood. ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. Then get up again until you are completely at ease. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا or قَاعِدًا. Until you are completely at ease sitting. This is the position again where we find people say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No. Until you are completely at ease, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell the man? He says, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and perform your salah, for indeed you have not performed salah. He didn't say you have stolen from your salah. He didn't say your salah is not complete. He said you have not performed salah. Meaning the one who missed the salah and this man, they were the same. Exactly the same. No difference. Why? Because their prayer was not counted. This one didn't pray, and this man prayed, but he prayed so badly that it is as though he has not prayed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people I see even today in the masjid, and I'm not here to fire at anyone specifically. All of us at times are guilty of this crime. What do we do? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Before we are completely at ease, we are in the next sujood. Why? Take 2 seconds, 2 seconds, brother. Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli. In fact, I remember telling one uncle, and alhamdulillah, he's not in this country. I remember telling him, uncle, your salah is not accepted if you don't sit long enough. Wallahi, the next salah, same thing. And I thought to myself, Allahu Akbar. Who knows, maybe he is excused. We hope he is excused with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is one opinion that I don't follow. But there is one opinion that says, if you do that only between the two sajda, then it's okay. Only one opinion. The rest of the scholars all say what? Your salah is not accepted. Why? Because of this hadith of the one who was bad in his salah. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a simple message, simple, that can benefit you a lot with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Take few more seconds in every posture, few more seconds, and the bare minimum, you say Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim once. You say Allahu Akbar, go into your sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la once, the bare minimum. Don't say it, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, such that before you even complete it, in fact, after you complete it, your motion has not even stopped. So what you do, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Allahu Akbar. Your motion has not even stopped, your salah is not accepted. And that is according to all of these scholars. If you go into your sujood and you don't spend enough time in that sujood until you are completely at rest, your salah is not counted with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Imagine getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinking, I've got all my salah, I've got all these years that I put, and then you come to find that, you know what, I didn't spend enough time in that salah for it to even be accepted with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Brothers and sisters in Islam, spend 2 seconds. It is a call to spend 2 seconds more in every posture, and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will grant you more reward than you can imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfect our salah, and may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal perfect our standing before Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.